control of your future and to make pre-need planning a priority. Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka, where memories live on.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
Pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always offering the hook.
It's June 7th, the greatest day ever. On the 7th of June, 1982, Elvis Presley's widow, Priscilla Presley, opened Graceland to the public. Grateful Elvis fans from across the globe said,
Thank you very much.
Have a great June 7th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The war in Ukraine is at the top of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's agenda as he starts a two-day trip to Washington. The U.S. and U.K. are the two biggest military donors to Ukraine, and the war will be the focus of Sunak's White House meeting with President Biden on Thursday. Air quality alerts continue throughout parts of the U.S. from smoke from the Canadian wildfires. Much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are experiencing very poor air quality. Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island has begun erupting once again. However, all activity is within a closed area of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow was up 91 points. The Nasdaq lost 171 points. The S&P dropped 16. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
This is not headline news. Twitter appears on a list of America's most hated brands. I hate it too, said many more in a tweet. ZipRecruiter is cutting thousands of jobs. Or as ZipRecruiter looks at it, ZipRecruiter is creating thousands of customers. In sports, the PGA Tour will merge with the Saudi-backed LIV Golf. The main difference between the two is that in LIV Golf, the Masters is what wives call their husbands. And former New York Jet quarterback Mark Sanchez got married. So I guess a New York Jet can get a ring. This is not headline news.
Everybody gets lucky once in a while. Right now we are lucky at 4:05 to be joined by the man we call Mr. Right on the Money, Brent McDonald from Invista Advisors, and good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, good afternoon. Thanks again for letting me call in early.
Sure.
We'll be checking in with you normal time tomorrow, and we got a little piece of data Friday morning. We'll check in with you as well. But for now, you know, it's interesting. We continue to watch these markets. And as I was saying yesterday, this is a really, really wonky time for markets because you've got all this data that is just so negative. You look at the level of shorts, in other words, people betting on a market decline, and it's just getting bigger and bigger by the day. The last time we saw this much money posturing around a recession and a market decline was in 2007, before we saw, the big financial crisis that unfolded then. And I think, as I've been saying now, sometimes these things, you know, they don't occur, on a straight line. You move around and you see the market's been doing that here recently. It's starting to have some trouble. Again, we're sticking by our guns here, Greg, because again, the data just continues to lead us in this direction, and it continues to suggest that things are getting worse by the minute. And you look at, for example, today we had a number that came out that was the trade numbers. Trade deficit numbers, it's important to look at that. But what I like to do is I like to combine imports and exports to kind of see how overall globally the United States is doing with its trading partners. Is it going up? Is it going down? And again, it's contracting pretty quickly, down roughly a little over 4%. And that clearly suggests we are slowing down very, very fast, and that's going to be a real problem for the market. Interesting, I wasn't even going to mention this to you, but I know sometimes we talk about energy. This was sort of an interesting stat that we uncovered in that trade report, that the United States is actually, for the first time in a while, exporting more oil than we are importing, which was a real head-scratcher because we continue to drain the SPR. So it is 100% confirmation that we are exporting oil from the SPR to other countries around the world. And you really have to scratch your head and wonder why. What
really?
What's up with that? It's very, very bizarre. So I told some folks at my team I'd like to do a little more research around that, see what we can uncover as to why that's happening. But I figured you would find that interesting, especially. But anyway, next week is a big week because we get the CPI on the 13th, and I think the market is really focusing on that in a major way. All happened at the same time when the United States Treasury, which is now authorized to go borrow money, they've come to the market with their handout looking for $1 trillion. And
yes.
So that is underway as we speak. Yeah, no, it's a big number. A lot of pent-up demand. And as I mentioned, I think a couple of days ago, I think what we're going to find is that as the United States government has this insatiable need for the world's capital, you know, more and more borrowing needs, they're going to suck liquidity out of the system, and it's going to have the impact of further rate hikes, even though you're not getting the big massive rate hikes right now. That much liquidity getting drained from the system at such a short period of time is going to be a huge problem for banks. So You know, we're going to continue to watch and monitor that as well. But for now, we just continue to have this really cautious tone, and I wish it were different, but we just don't see it any other way right now.
Wow. And next week we get the inflation stats?
We do. We get the consumer price index, and then that will be followed by the producer price index. So, you know, and of course, as I said, I mean, the Fed usually uses another barometer or gauge, that PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, which came out last week. And as we know, that core number was still pretty darn hot. The Fed is having a really, really tough time. I mean, certainly higher rates have helped. There's no question. When you jack rates like they have, it's going to slow things down. The problem is, to be able to get to their target of 2%, they would have to take rates up probably by another 2 or 3%.
Wow.
And I think if they do that, they will absolutely crash the economy. So I just sort of feel like we're in that period of time now where the Fed's going to get this CPI number next week, and it'll probably still be stuck in the mid-4s, possibly high-4s. And I think it's just going to prove that the Fed and every one of us are going to have to start learning to live with the reality of prices that are going to average somewhere between 4% and 5% for a long time. And that's going to be a huge problem because, again, the Fed's going to have to keep rates up. That means higher debt service costs. That crowds out all the money in the U.S. budget. I mean, this is a really, really wicked sort of fiscal environment that the government is in right now. So,
hey, by the way, Senator Tuberville is going to be on the morning show Tuesday at 7:45. So if there's anything you want me to ask him that you would think would be a perspicacious, that would make me sound intelligent, let me know, okay?
I sure will. That's great. I'm glad you gave me the heads up. I'll think of a few questions, and you can pick whatever you want.
I want to sound smart. I'll take your questions.
Okay.
I'll steal your questions. Yeah, there's plenty. In fact, it didn't really get a whole lot of publicity because he's only a Republican. But there was a threat made against his life, and somebody got arrested. But very little media, because who cares if a Republican's life is threatened? But if you look cross-eyed at Joe Biden, you'll be in jail.
Exactly.
Brant, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you as well, and thanks to everyone out there, and look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Appreciate the time consideration.
Sure. Anytime, man. Let's see. We got Rich's forecast coming up. I did take a look outside, and if you look to the from where we're at, between the Boulevard and Perry Hill to the south, down in Sam Country, there's some pretty big storms down that way that have already moved through out of Millbrook and Wetumpka. And it's in northeast Montgomery County that are barreling south. Just saw this story of a huge brawl between parents and Antifa in California. And I'm trying to find it. It was on Fox TV, Fox News. But, and by the way, I don't watch them in primetime ever. They still do a pretty reasonable job of covering a wider range of stories. And, of course, AOC is right there because the forests are on fire in Canada, and that's climate change. There's somebody, to me, that just... What's the first thing you think about when you hear AOC?
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Yeah. All right, Chuck.
Yes.
How are you, Chuck?
Great.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a question you can ask.
Okay.
All right, so the last time we had this type of inflationary value, the budget was just almost out of whack and all, was in the late 70s.
Yeah.
And the way we pulled out of that was we put all the women to work. Now it's a two-income family. So what's it going to take to pull us out of this next one?
You know, that's a great question. You know, and of course, some of that was said, well, you know, both mom and dad had to work to make ends meet.
We had to go to work because of the prices.
Well, actually, I think what happened there is everybody needed to have the big screen TV or the upgraded automobile. and they were not willing to settle for what middle class people did when I, you know, everybody in my neighborhood. No, there were no working mothers. Their job, and it was a very important one, was keeping their eye on us.
That's right. And that's what happened in the late 70s. Everybody wanted to keep the same lifestyle, which is the same issue we've got today. We want to keep the same lifestyle where the prices are going up. So, what, are we going to put our kids to work now? I mean, is it going to be like a...
Well, I mean, with the Chinese influence in China, you start working, you know, when you can walk, basically. It's easy to get those little ones down into the... lithium.
Anyway, I thought that'd be a great question you could pose to Tommy tomorrow.
All right, that's going to be a Tuesday, by the way, not tomorrow.
All right, okay, Tuesday, great.
At 7:45.
Thanks, man.
Why are you shaking your head?
She said initially yes, and then she said, well, she said, I'll get back to him. I said, so that means he's not going to be on the 13th? And she said, no, I'll get back with Greg about another time.
She did. She confirmed, 6:13, 7:45.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a text.
All right. Just now?
Just now.
Okay.
We cannot destroy the integrity of Random Facts.
Yeah, well, I told her we have something scheduled at 7:30 every day.
Hey, before the lawyers get in my case.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Woman pretending to be a man accused of deceiving teen into sex. Nice. Blue City Exodus. Major hotelier abandoning San Francisco properties. Path to recovery remains clouded. San Francisco is turning into a complete crap hole.
Becoming San Francisco's latest retail casualty. The phone carrier shuttering its flagship store in Union Square. This is the third storefront in a row in Union Square to sit unoccupied. San Francisco's crime problem taking a big toll on businesses, and doesn't my next guest know it well? His restaurant has been burglarized, and he captured the culprit on security cameras. Now he's calling on the mayor to do more to help. David Lee, owner of the Taqueria restaurant, joins me now. David, have you been in touch with anybody in the mayor's office? Have they been in touch with you?
I reached out through Twitter, but I haven't heard anything from the mayor's office just yet.
Well, what should they do? What could they do to turn this around?
I don't know. More protections for us, just more visibility with SFPD around. Bigger, harsh punishments for the people that break in. I think a lot of the criminals know that once they break in, and if they do get arrested, they're going to be released the next day. Like, it's you can totally tell a lot of these are repeat offenders because of the break-in style. So we know that it's the same people doing it over and over again.
It's not just that. It's not just the massive theft. So it's T-Mobile that's closing. That's the third major retailer in San Francisco that's had it. They can't get customers because the customers don't want to be stepping over the junkies that are laying in the street, the homeless, the turds. It's an outdoor toilet. How do these people get into a position to destroy these cities? The mayor of New York, in addition to his recent genius idea, hey, I want all the people that live here to take in a migrant or two. What could go wrong? Really? Now they have vending machines in New York, in Manhattan, where you can get crack pipes and needles so you can continue doing your habit in safety. Oh, we have a special guest on the phone. It's Tammy Burkhalter from Mama's Produce. Hey, Mama.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you today?
You sound like you've had a pretty busy day.
I have. I actually was out of town for a few days. A little jet lagged.
Oh. Yeah, that'll do it every time. And then this heat.
Yeah, well, I went from Michigan climate to Alabama climate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, that's definitely a change.
And it was hotter there than it was here.
It can be that way. The one thing I liked, I wasn't in Michigan much. I did work in Detroit briefly many years ago. But in Minnesota, where you get, you know, in the summertime up into the 90s, sometimes pushing 100, but at night, without fail, temperature always went, you know, into very comfortable sleeping weather. You didn't even need the AC.
Oh, it did. It did. We got some pies we need to get sold.
Oh, how many do you have on hand there at Mama's?
I think I have 5 on hand when I looked.
All right.
Before I left a little while ago. I'm on my way back. But I just wanted to call and tell everybody, don't forget, we still got pies.
All right. And I got a wonderful thank you from Carol at the Prefalataga Humane Society.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah. And she says the pies were a huge hit, and with the donations, the animals will be kept safe, fed, and loved until they find their forever homes. A touch.
Well, and we've got we're trying to, it's either going to be a peanut machine or a gumball machine, and everything in it, the proceeds are going to go to the Ataga Humane Shelter.
Yeah, for some reason they've struggled with fundraising, so we're doing our best to help them, you know, get every dollar we can. And hopefully the key lime pies we're talking about, these are homemade by me. And
they're delicious.
I've gotten very good reviews, I'm happy to say. And you will save one for somebody if they call ahead, right?
I will. If they call ahead, I'll put their name on it. You know, if it doesn't come, if they don't get there by towards the end of the day and somebody wants it, I'll probably go ahead and sell it. But if you call ahead, we'll put your name on a pie.
And let me know if you need them for the weekend, too. Let's get these sold and get another batch out there.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Tammy. Appreciate you. Let's see, 4:22. I think it's time to visit the traffic dungeon.
Okay.
And the Rich Thomas Weather Center. And then we'll find something to do.
But what?
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We had an accident a little while ago at Atlanta Highway at North Burbank. Please use caution there just in case they are still on the scene. Kind of busy around the boulevards right now. Atlanta Highway outbound from Federal Drive to East Boulevard. A little bit busy there. I-65 and 85 look good through downtown. If you're coming into Montgomery on I-85 southbound, we had a very bad accident a little over an hour ago. They are still on the scene working that. You're going to have a delay as you're coming in from Shorter. Just be advised, once you get past it, straight shot all the way into downtown Montgomery. Whether your credit is excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that gets it done. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Exit Realty is growing. Exit Realty focuses on everything it takes to make a real estate office successful and provides opportunity to brokers and agents unlike any other real estate brand.
Training, technology, an opportunity to earn an exceptional income and even retire and leave a legacy and benefits for your family. Interested in a great real estate career? Text BAMA to 85377 to learn more. That's BAMA to 85377.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. If you've ever considered owning rental property, this information is for you. For years, I've been finding attractive investment homes for real estate investors to buy with the intention of renting the property for many years to come. Owning rental property and letting tenants pay the expenses of owning through rental payments to a management company such as ours is what we do very well. We have successfully managed thousands of homes for property owners over the years. Our typical tenant stays 3 to 5 years or longer in the same property, and some have stayed over a decade in the same home. During this time, the landlord is building equity and wealth and is providing reasonably priced homes that are well cared for and provided needed shelter and homes to good people. Loyal clients and wonderful tenants that know how to take care of the property both inside and out helps everyone. For a complete packet of what we do, please call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast is pretty routine as we go through the evening hours tonight. Still a chance you may encounter one of those random storms that'll be roaming around before they fade out overnight, low 68. Now, tomorrow, the number of storms will actually be a little bit more generous in the afternoon and evening hours. We've got a southward moving front coming into the area. So tomorrow's high around 91. And then I think behind the front on Friday, we're in the upper 80s with perhaps rain chances just about nil on Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Wet Bobo with Capital Tractor. You don't buy a tractor to do just one job. You want a tractor with the power and precision to tackle a wide range of jobs. The Kubota L2501 with matching implements in stock today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
All right, one of the stories that I found interesting. It's great to see somebody stand up for their art. John Cleese from Monty Python. Ever notice that people that represent any kind of leftist cause, they don't ask you to consider something or would you think about it? No, it's we demand. I've often found that starting any sentence with I demand does not work well with people. But they are demanding that John Cleese remove this. And this started making its way around the internet, kind of a comeback with the whole transgender issue suddenly mushrooming to the extent that it did. Tomorrow when we talk to Mark, it'll be interesting to see what the latest is on the Dodgers. That's going to be a debacle. A week from Friday, their Pride Night thing. Holy cow. I don't know that you could get any dumber when it comes to planning an event. But it's nice to know that all the leftist sports rags, by the way, that one I mentioned the other day, The Athletic, which I love when it was independent and it was all about sports. Well, guess who owns it now? The New York Times bought it.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. So that's why instead of seeing what the Los Angeles Angels might do to have a chance to get those two superstars into the playoffs, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. No, there's an article, though, that will tell you to question whether the Angels are doing enough for their pride celebration. Really? Where did this come from? And again, the question is, why do I have to even know? So this is the segment from The Life of Brian They Want Out.
Tuscany Pride, man.
I do feel, Reg, that any anti-imperialist group like ours must reflect such a divergence of interest within its power base.
Agreed. Francis? Yeah, I think Judith's point of view is very valid, Reg. Provided the movement never forgets that it is the inalienable right of every man
or woman
to rid himself
or herself.
Agreed.
Thank you, brother.
Or sister.
Where was I?
I think you finished.
Oh, right.
Furthermore, it is the birthright of every man
or woman.
Why don't you shut up about women, Stone? You're putting us off.
Women have a perfect right to play a part in our movement, Reg.
Why are you always on about women, Stan?
I want to be one.
What?
I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
Well, why do you want to be Loretta, Stan?
I want to have babies.
You want to have babies?
It's every man's right to have babies if he wants them.
But you can't have babies!
Don't you oppress me.
I'm not oppressing you, Stan. You haven't got a womb. Where's the fetus going to gestate? You're going to keep it in a box?
Here, I've got an idea. Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, not having a womb, which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans, but that he can have the right to have babies.
Good idea, Judith. We shall fight the oppressors for your right to have babies, brother.
Sister. Sorry.
What's the point?
What?
What's the point of fighting for his right to have babies when he can't have babies? It is symbolic of our struggle against oppression.
Symbolic of his struggle against reality.
I mean, that's a perfect ending, mm-hmm. right? But no, we can't have that because men can't have babies. No, they can't. Sorry. You're never going to sell that one to me. Men can have babies. It is 4:32, and who was it, Glamour magazine? I mean, they're all piling on with this. They picture of a pregnant dude or a pregnant woman who looks like a dude. I really can't figure it out. We do have Papa B on the phone, though, to restore sanity to the dialogue. Hello.
I don't know if I'm going to help.
Yeah, I was going to say, not necessarily.
Well, I don't know if anybody can restore sanity to this world right now.
Oh, my word. Yeah, that, you know, struggle against reality. That's perfect. That is perfectly worded, you know, a sense of what's going on today. We can't stand reality. We want to struggle against it somehow. Man. What a mess.
Yeah.
By the way, I turned my vehicle off because the last two times I've called in, I told you, man, technology don't get along, man. I don't know what it is. I just turned it off. I'm talking straight on the phone. It can't be blamed on my radio. So, anyway, I want just one more little shot at this, you know, whole, you know, Little Mermaid thing that I talked to Louie about earlier.
Yeah, I caught part of that.
So, all right. So, but look, beautiful actress, great voice. Okay, great. Fine. Okay. By the way, the next Black Panther movie is going to be cast with Keanu Reeves as the lead actor. Or maybe it might be Arnold Schwarzenegger. How do you think that would go over there? Okay. You know, I mean, I love illustrating the absurd with absurdity.
I think, and I caught what Joey's saying, you know, well, let's reinvent this by adding a human being and making it what they call live animation. If you're going to do that, you should find a human being that kind of resembles the character that's been emblazoned for three decades now.
Well,
a redhead.
Look, this genre is set in Western Europe, some Western European country, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, you know, you just can't... Are you trying to make a point? Are you trying to make some kind of moral statement? Morality signaling, virtue signaling somehow? So here's what I think, all right? I think that they love to set what I call these morality traps, all right? So... now the box office is not doing well. So the morality police can sit there and say, oh, you no account, sorry, white folks. Y'all are racist, as you can see. And then they can turn to the blacks and say, you're a proper thing. Then they can turn to the black folks and say, look.
The only question I have, Papa B, is why I could understand you perfectly on Joey's show and you're the audio quality of this call is horrendous.
I don't have a clue. Oh, voice phone. I'm so sorry, Greg.
No, you're in and out, and I can't make out a lot of what you're saying.
I'm very sorry. I don't know why.
That's
but
better.
Anyway,
Now you sound fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, did you catch what I said there? So, it's a dual-purpose kind of morality police thing, and both of them are lies. Turning to white people, if you're sorry, white people, you won't go see the movie, this proves that you're racist. Turning to the black population and saying, hey, we told you so, these white folks are racist. Both of these things are lies, but they love to set these little morality traps. And that's what really makes me upset.
They look for any excuse to support their twisted, distorted, demented take on reality. Papa B, I got to run, but I'm all glad right. You called.
Thanks.
Because
yep.
I would have felt left out. If you called Joey and then you don't call me, that's very harmful to my mental health. The Little Mermaid live action thing that was recently did 105 million box office open. And I know a lot of parents are desperate for something to take their kids to see. So no matter what they think of what Disney's doing, they still go out. But that doesn't begin to make back the cost of production on that film. They have lost their butts on Buzz Lightyear. Almost every project they've done for the last year has been because they can't stop from investing their ideology into the story. And people are tired of it. So they're not going. And there's another company whose market cap value has dropped a ton. It was like $50 billion the last time we checked. And they don't seem the least bit inclined to want to fix that. CNN. We got to talk about them when we come back because they changed leadership. They gave Chris Licht a little over a year. He's out now. And I don't know if the Trump town hall did him in. God forbid we have a different point of view on CNN. It got them the only numbers that have been decent this whole year.
Yep.
Otherwise, they are the dregs. Now they're going to fall back below. They briefly surged ahead of Fox. Because Fox is in the middle of committing its own corporate suicide. The hell's going on? I'm so old I can remember when companies wanted to, especially media companies, wanted to grow audience and get good ratings. And now it doesn't seem to be an issue because, well, we're going to get those cable fees, so we'll survive. We'll be all right. Let's bring back Brian Stelter. 4:38. For guys who are, especially with the hotter weather, we react to everything. It can be stress, it can be heat, it can be overwork. It all impacts a guy from head to toe. And after age 35 to 40, the body starts producing less testosterone, and that can cost, if nothing else, the guy's sense of, wow, why is it when I wake up in the morning, I don't feel like getting out of bed? Why does the day seem twice as long? That's a medical condition that can be easily treated, but it needs to be treated by people with the know-how and experience to do it, and that's Montgomery Men's Health. It's a $99 test that could literally change your life. Change it for the better. If your T level is low, and this test will determine that, there are medical solutions that can be prescribed to restore it. If you also get your PSA numbers, so it's always good to be on top of prostate health. And then if other issues have cropped up, low libido, ED, all of those things, Montgomery Men's Health has the tools on hand to treat those with solutions that really work. Really work. So if you're interested in, look, it's kind of a self-conscious thing. And sadly, I know from talking to Jacqueline, when there's discussion about, what breaks up marriages, this can be an issue. It's not that he's not interested, but his body is not cooperating. So she takes it personally, and then it becomes a much bigger thing than it ever needs to be. So call 440-3663, 440-3663, or visit MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com. That could be a total game changer for you. At 440, it's traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, the big sore thumb of the afternoon's I-85 southbound into Montgomery. If you're headed in, we had a really bad accident just past Wall. big backup in traffic now because of that accident. Once you get past it, going to be a straight shot all the way into downtown Montgomery. We are light to moderate as far as traffic around the boulevard. We've got some slow traffic on Highway 31 up to Prattville. I-65 and 85 look really good through downtown Montgomery. No problems there. Whether your credit's excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that gets it done. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
It is 440. Here's 1819
News. 1819
News.
Governor Ivey makes an executive amendment to a bill that removes state taxation of overtime pay. That bill had been amended in the Alabama Senate, where a cap of $25 million was placed on the total amount of overtime pay that would be exempt from taxation each year. However, Ivey removed that cap and then reduced the time frame that the exemption will be in place. Ivey changed the dates to sunset this bill in 2025 rather than the original 2027. Ivey says this will provide more money for workers and lessen the burden of administration on employers. The Alabama House and Senate agreed with the changes that were made by the governor. The state legislature will now monitor the impact that this tax exemption has on the state education budget over the next 2 years in order to determine if the tax exemption should become a permanent part of state tax law. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
Two men from Mobile County are being charged by Florida authorities for seeking to have sex with two minors. Armin Colbreth and Stephen Williamson are being charged with obscene communications to solicit and lure a child, as well as using a communication device to facilitate a felony. Authorities say that both men sought to have sex with two 14-year-old females. The men were extradited to Florida, but have since bonded out of jail. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Attention, River Region residents. Are you in need of cutting-edge aerial solutions? Look to JC Aerial Solutions, your drone experts. Whether it's real estate, cell tower roof inspections, or you require construction site progress and mapping with centimeter-level accuracy, JC Aerial Solutions has you covered. For businesses looking to make a lasting impression, we offer captivating aerial advertising videos. JC Aerial Solutions is a veteran-owned and operated company. Contact JC Aerial Solutions at 228-282-0763 or our website at jcaerialsolutions.com. Let us take you to new heights.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
routine as we go through the evening hours tonight. Still a chance you may encounter one of those random storms that'll be roaming around before they fade out overnight, low 68. Now, tomorrow, the number of storms will actually be a little bit more generous in the afternoon and evening hours. We've got a southward moving front coming into the area, so tomorrow's high around 91, and then I think behind the front on Friday, we're in the upper 80s with perhaps rain chances just about nil on Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Like a Joe Biden.
Whoops.
And when he boards a Force One, he spins around and he hits the floor. He's got the moves. Whoa. He hits the deck, then he hits some more. All the Dems are so sick of Joe, they really would like to see him end. Walk like a Joe Biden.
Whoops.
Good parody. Sound effects by me. So, on the front of LibertyDaily.com, here come the climate lockdowns, because this giant forest fire in Canada is the result of climate change. No question about it. I heard this from AOC. You can't question it. And the imbecile that's running New York, Mayor Adams, who always looks like he's going to burst into tears. Same guy, by the way, that asked his wealthy residents. And this is, you know, New York, very liberal city. Let's see how those folks that live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan rally around their mayor to take in migrants, especially after they hear of the destruction that they've wrought on hotels. Pretty nice. You break into the country, you break the law, you're allowed to stay. You make your way to Manhattan, you're put in a hotel, not a dump, a hotel. And in a matter of weeks, it's a dump. Anyway, now he wants everybody, the entire city, to stay indoors to avoid nicotine yellow wildfire smoke containing toxic nanoparticles, as air pollution in the Big Apple becomes the worst on Earth. This is supposed to clear up by Sunday. But this climate lockdown, look what they did with COVID. That was a warm-up for what they really want to do. We are far from being out of the woods with left-wing lunacy. I'm just telling you. He said that the fog can be as damaging as smoking 22 cigarettes a day. Look what it's done to me. Not to be flip. I guess that was flip. Anyway, as well as New York, I've, in fact, I think somebody put together a montage because in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, they're having issues there too. When does the order come that all businesses must tell their employees to stay home until the smoke clears, but must pay them? Just like they did with the pandemic. It's coming. Take my word for it. You can not only do a better job of controlling the environment in your home and guaranteeing you and your family's comfort, but saving money on energy costs by teaming up with Clarks. I have a friend whose AC went out Monday. She's got every fan in the house moving the air around, and there's ice all around the pipes outside. Not a Clark's Club member, though. And finding a company that had somebody free to come out and do a service, you gotta wait till tomorrow, Thursday. So that's almost three full days of no AC in a heat wave like this. That's why we recommend the Clark's Club membership, because Clark's Club members don't have to worry about that. They call 277-2125, and the situation is treated with proper urgency. That's one thing. Clark's Club members also get two annual tune-ups, which vastly decreases the chance that your system's going to, you know, and leave you in a situation like she's in. So reach out and get the best HVAC technicians on your team. 277-2125, amazing and talented plumbers that can handle any situation. And again, urgency. If a pipe breaks or you've got water in the wall, you don't want to know about Thursday. You want to know, what can you do for me right now? And that's what comes with the Clark's Club membership. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number is 99004. We have the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks drifted to a mixed close as drops for Microsoft and other big-name tech stocks overshadowed gains for much of the rest of Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%, even though the majority of stocks within the index rose. Tech stocks dropped as yields rose in the Treasury market. The Bank of Canada raised interest rates for the first time since January. That's ahead of a decision on interest rates next week by the Federal Reserve. The Dow was up 91 points, closing at 33,665. The Nasdaq lost 171 to 13,104. The S&P 500 dropped 16 points to 4,267. New York oil rose 79 cents to $72.53 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
4:53, back to Skipper.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, some good news. They've cleared that accident on I-85 southbound into Montgomery. Folks that were stacked up should be moving pretty good now, headed our way. We've got some slow traffic on I-85 northbound from around Alabama State University up to Ann Street. Busy around the boulevards this afternoon, and a good bit of traffic on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway headed outbound from downtown. Highway 31 is a bit busy headed up to Prattville. From a simple patient transport to life or death situation, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
And remember, if you find yourself in a fender bender, Montgomery Paint and Body, that's the company to call. I had some minor cosmetic stuff, got it over to MPB before I went to New Orleans a couple of weeks ago. And when I got it back, it was like, wow, showroom new, bumper to bumper. Now, that was minor stuff, but they still took the time to restore the look of the entire vehicle to good as new, maybe better. And I went outside to check traffic this morning, and I was looking at it, and I thought, it looks brand new. I haven't washed it since I got it back. We've had some rains, dust, pollen, all that stuff, but it still looked amazing. And that's the result you deserve, especially after all the grief that goes with being in a wreck. Montgomery Paint and Body, Alabama law allows you to choose. So choose wisely. Choose MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane and experience what four decades of excellence and commitment to giving the customer maximum bang for the buck, so to speak, by calling 27REC with a W. 27REC with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Right back.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam, excited about Dietzville's Ace Southern Lumber and Hardware grand opening on US 31. Stop by today for hand-picked brands like Ben Moore, Craftsman, and Weber, along with award-winning service to help you finish that next project in one trip. One of Alabama's biggest Ace Hardwares. You don't want to miss it. Cookouts all 3 days in the grand opening on June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Come see us.
I'm checking a tweet I just received from thepostmillennial.com. Postmillennial, that will probably in the history books be considered a very dark era. U.S. Air Force tweets image of a soldier saluting the LGBTQ pride flag.
Disgraceful.
There's only one flag our military needs to salute, or any American citizen. This is just so far off the deep end. Now, the Navy agreed, and that this is even a story is astonishing to me. They were going to stop using drag queens for recruiting. And word came down from the Pentagon that a lot of the bases that were planning drag shows for kids, our military, have decided to cancel those.
I can't believe the military wives, like the, you know, they have a whole thing with military wives, and they have a council and leaders and everything. I can't believe that they would even allow that or not come against that.
I mean, what is this, a separate nation now? Instead of, thought the other day, we have been invaded, successfully invaded by drag queens. They're, it's like, everywhere.
And they wonder why they can't get any recruitment.
Yeah. Jesse Waters did a segment with the guy that was the commander of the Space Force. Let's give this a quick listen.
Ira is a former U.S. Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Commander who was forced to resign from the military for speaking against wokeness. So why are they trying to confuse and distract young cadets and shame them about who they are?
Jesse, thanks for having me on to talk about this important issue. You said our enemies might be laughing at us over these things, and indeed they may be, but I'll tell you exactly what the American people and our service members who are wearing the uniform of their country are thinking about this. Misplaced priorities. Misplaced priorities is perhaps, and a distraction is perhaps the only way that you're able to characterize the way our senior military leaders are behaving right now and what their policies are conveying to our service members. And that's why the American people and our people in uniform, our service members, regardless of their age, regardless probably of their political bent, and regardless of their rank, are losing their trust and confidence in our senior military leaders' ability to lead right now. And in fact, let me point out one thing that I just learned yesterday. This is dramatically affecting our recruitment and retention efforts across all branches of the military. I heard yesterday that we have 890 new accessions who have accepted appointments to the U.S. Air Force Academy this year to attend next year, down several hundred from what our typical acceptance rate is of these appointments, from nearly 1,400 a year. There are a lot of people in this country right now who are being disincentivized from joining the services, which should concern the American people, and there's a lot of good people who are leaving the service right now, who for their entire lives have thought that they would stick around for a very long time. It's really disappointing and discouraging to see this.
Like, you're in the Navy. I could not salute Admiral Rachel Dratch, because Admiral Rachel Dratch is a dude. Oh, well. Silly me, I thought that might cheer me up, but kind of made things just a little worse. We'll have some fun in the last hour. By the way, we're heading to Baumhauer's after the show, but a week from tonight at Baumhauer's, a very